In this country, the story of Alex Haas is raising questions about what cell phone companies should do to help find missing people. Haas was 18 years old when his car went off the road in Massachusetts. He was killed in the crash. But the search for Haas went on for nearly 2 days before a detective thought to call his cell phone company to see if it could pinpoint his whereabouts. Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI has more.
It may not be common knowledge, but wireless carriers can track where a phone has been, and if it is left on, companies can determine where the device and the person carrying it are located right now. And that's exactly the information that was needed in the case of Alex Haas.
Good afternoon. On Cape Cod, a search is underway for a teenager missing since Sunday night. Police have been looking for clues by air and land in the disappearance of Alexander Haas.
WCVB and other local news outlets aired a description of Haas, but it wasn't until Tuesday afternoon, more than 36 hours into the search, that Chatham detective Michael Cantwell thought to call Singular Wireless to ask for help. For almost a full day, Cantwell struggled to get Singular employees to understand that Haas was missing, and he wanted them to track his cell phone signal. Haas, his car, and his phone would eventually be found at the bottom of a steep embankment in nearby Harwich late Wednesday afternoon. The Audi A4 he was driving cut the tops off trees when it veered from the road, and police say there was no way he could have survived the impact. But all the while Cantwell was calling Singular, he didn't know if Haas was alive somewhere waiting for help.
Well, it was hard trying to explain something that I know that is available and them not knowing the technology exists and trying to, I guess when I want to say argue my point that, yeah, you do have it. I need to get in touch with someone that knows what I'm talking about.
Late Wednesday morning, after Haas was reported missing in the media, Cantwell says he received a call from a Singular spokesman who offered the company's full assistance. Haas's general location was known within the hour. Singular Wireless spokesman Mark Siegel acknowledges there was some initial confusion in this case, but he says much of that was because the police were unclear about what they wanted. Siegel says Singular employees know that tracking and location technology is available, and life and death situations are responded to immediately.
Just to give it a sense of scale for you, we have a compliance center that does nothing but handle requests from law enforcement officials, government officials. It operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It handles in the high tens of thousands of requests a year.
Roger Entner, an analyst for the wireless research and consulting firm Ovum, says there are no laws that compel cell phone companies to provide police with location information without a court order. In those cases, Entner says carriers must constantly weigh the request against preserving customers' privacy.
If that young gentleman who unfortunately passed away, if he would just have driven in away and didn't want to talk to anybody, and Singular would have disclosed the location to law enforcement, the young gentleman could have sued Singular and would have won for violating his privacy rights.
Robert Ellis Smith is the publisher of Privacy Journal. It's a monthly newsletter that tracks new technology, legislation, and court decisions that may affect individual privacy rights.
You have to find common ground between emergency access, which is certainly understandable, but having access so easy that a rogue police officer or even a phony police officer or stalker or somebody else, a next-door neighbor or ex-spouse, could have access to locational information.
Smith says companies need to clearly tell customers under what circumstances they will release location information. Some municipalities already are making use of cell phone tracing technology. Just a few communities away from where Haas was found, the town of Mashpee distributes free cell phones to its oldest residents. So if the person became lost, the cellular company could track the phone's whereabouts. For NPR News, I'm Sean Corcoran on Cape Cod.